Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The commercial real estate market can often indicate the current state of a local economy and maybe even predict its short-term future. With the new year only recently upon us, we thought it might be a good idea to check in with a local expert on this topic. Bruce Harper is with the newly opened Columbia, South Carolina location of Trinity Partners. Today, he's in our studio. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
First of all, tell us about Trinity Partners.
We are newly opened in Columbia, South Carolina, opened in September of this past year, partnered with our parent company out of North Carolina, who has a headquarter office in Charlotte, an office in Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as an office in Greenville.
And so this office here is a new entity entirely or an acquisition of an already existing commercial real estate operation?
It's a new entity, Mike. Myself and three other founding partners who were formerly in the commercial real estate business here in Columbia with another firm got together, joined forces with Trinity Partners out of North Carolina to form the new entity that's going to operate throughout South Carolina.
Since you've been here for a while, how is the commercial real estate market in the Midlands?
It's been exceptionally positive. We literally have seen a renaissance over the last 5 or 6 years throughout Columbia, from downtown to the historic Vista District to some of our suburban areas, truly a renaissance throughout the Columbia market.
And has the Bull Street project, the really big project in Columbia, had any effect on the market?
It has. I think at the time it began, it was the largest piece of land in any downtown area across the United States. It's going to be a multifaceted development from residential to commercial office, obviously baseball as well. Certainly a multi-year project, but certainly has had a positive effect on the commercial real estate market as well as the community out of the gate.
Where is the most demand right now?
There's demand across the board. Our vacancy rates, for example, in office and industrial and in retail are all near historic low levels. Demand for student housing has been exceptional here in Columbia with the growth of the University of South Carolina. Historically, it's been Greenville and Charleston that has really led the way from a commercial real estate development standpoint throughout South Carolina. We're now seeing and experiencing that activity and investment here in Columbia.
And indeed, many people would say Columbia is way overdue.
I would agree. I've been hearing that for many, many years, but in many cases now, we are leading the way, beating Greenville and Charleston to the punch, in some cases, in some commercial development types.
Is most of the action urban or suburban?
Would not want to say that there has not been activity in our suburbs, because there has been, but certainly we have been following the national trends where we have seen over the last 5 or 6 or 7 years a trend of people wanting to move back from the suburbs, back to downtown Columbia, where there are more amenities, there's more shopping, closer commute to work. Generally speaking, more activity level, yes, has been in our CBD. CBD meaning our central business district here in Columbia.
Well, Bruce, can you give us some actual examples of some things that are happening right now, some of the activity that maybe our listeners might not have heard of?
Sure. Hot off the press is the announcement recently that the former Finley Park in downtown Columbia will be redeveloped, and it will be developed into a U.S. National Whitewater Center facility, not dissimilar to the facility they have in Charlotte, North Carolina. Don't know exactly what that's going to look like at this point. I think they're still in the planning stages, but I think the local city government, the mayor, is fully behind it. Another potential project, which is very much in the early stages but has been discussed for many years now, is the development of the Columbia Riverfront Park, which would span essentially from Gervais Street to the north down to Blossom Street to the south, literally encompassing all of that acreage along the river there. There is a plan, as we all have seen, the University of South Carolina is growing westward, away from their campus, down toward the river. Ultimately, that plan of the Riverfront Park is to have a public park for the enjoyment of the entire community, along with both private sector and public sector development that would essentially surround the park parallel with UG Street. Another quick example, although again in the early stages, Killian Crossing was a retail development launched in Northeast Columbia a number of years ago. They were able to attract a Kroger grocery store out there and sold a few out parcels with some restaurants and things of that nature. There now is a brand new developer that has contracted for a big chunk of that property, and they are in the efforts of trying to attract some major big box national retail tenants to further grow that development there in Northeast Columbia.
And many people may not know that that is the largest Kroger in the state.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. Appreciate the update.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Bruce Harper is managing partner at Trinity Partners in their new office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.